You think the price of gas is tough on you? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After watching that oil hearing yesterday, all I can say is if you think the high price of gas hurts you, look at what it's done to the oil companies. You would think they'd be drinking champagne out of cowboy boots, but instead, their executives have to get lectured by members of Congress telling them the American people are sick and tired.
Sick and tired of paying huge prices at the pump, only to see your company swimming in their money.
Swimming in their money? What money? Exxon, do you have any money?
From 2003 to 2007, our earnings grew by 89%, but our income taxes grew by 170%.
Yes, Exxon literally lost money doing business in the United States.
Over the last 5 years, ExxonMobil's U.S. total tax bill exceeded our U.S. earnings by $19 billion.
So the government takes all their money, then expects them to satisfy America's insatiable appetite for fuel.
10,000 gallons of oil a second is consumed in this country. 20 rail cars of coal are burned a minute. This is every minute of every day.
Could they perhaps use those federal drilling leases they have and drill for more oil? Well, no, they can't.
For example, in the Gulf of Mexico, it's easily $1 billion now for a major deep water project in just one lease.
But then how do you explain your record profits that are well over $1 billion?
In the case of, let's say, the Gulf of Mexico, we're limited by the amount of manpower that we have.
I ask the members of Congress, have you no sense of decency? I am on my knees in gratitude that they're willing to sell us gas at all. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.